A good day, everyone. I am Mark, your fat friend.
And I'm James, your black friend.
And this is the Fat and Black Connection,
where we talk about anything and everything. Well, as long as it's interesting to us, of course.
Absolutely, because if it's not interesting to us, why are we wasting our time?
Exactly.
So I wanted to just dive on in. I don't want to waste any time up front. And let's hit on something we talked about last week. And that is the community theater world COVID. My wife got a audition notice for a theater in the Bay Area that, I'm not going to name them, but clearly right there on their audition notice, it said vaccine mandate, vaccinations required to audition, which we talked about this a little bit last week. I think it's a great thing. I think it protects the staff, at day one at those auditions. It protects the staff. Those people who end up getting cast, it's going to protect them. And then eventually the audience who come to see the show, it's going to protect them. So this is a common practice that I'm already seeing amongst theater groups, except for this one group in Minden, Nevada, that's deciding to kowtow to a high school teacher just because they're afraid to stand their ground against her for some reason.
The high school is wearing masks, aren't they?
I assume they're wearing masks, but this, we're not just talking about masks. We're talking about the vaccination.
Vaccinations. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Masks should be a gimme that at this point, here in Nevada, that's still a requirement. So, going along with that, though, something that was interesting about the audition notice that from the Bay Area is that it specifically said, hey, we're only auditioning for these parts because these other parts were already cast because we were going to do the show before. And these people, presumably are returning. So that is a practice that is existing where if it was a show that was already being done or in production or in rehearsal, people are being offered their parts back.
Oh, that
and
was
that's from, the right way to do it. And we've
that was from another theater company. I didn't realize who that was from when she sent that.
No, that was from a theater company in the Bay Area.
Okay, yeah, I didn't realize that. I thought that was something up near you guys.
No, that's a theater company in the Bay Area that they offered the parts back to the people who were originally cast.
Yeah. Which
and then those
the right
who aren't returning, they're auditioning for.
Right. It's like a year out. It's been a year. So some people might have something else lined up or they just don't have the time to take care of it right now or things change. And so, yes, giving the parts back to the people who originally auditioned, who originally got those parts, I agree with. That is 100% something that should be done because they earned those parts. And now they are just being given those. They are just basically given the chance to do the show. And then the other parts, who knows what happened? Like somebody could have left. Somebody not able to do it, blah, blah, blah. There's a couple of different reasons. So
died of COVID.
That could be, but hopefully that's not the case. But so they are auditioning for those. Was it two specific parts?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's...
It's a small show. I think there were only like four characters in the show.
Oh, so, I mean, that's so
two
perfect.
Two of the people are returning, and they're casting two of the other roles because two people aren't returning.
I like that idea, personally. I like that they're giving them the opportunity... They're giving those people that can and want to come back the opportunity to come back and do the show that they auditioned for originally that was unfortunately canceled due to this once in a lifetime type pandemic type situation. You know what I'm saying? So I agree. That's perfect. Yeah. That's exactly what should be done. I don't know if they said, hey, once everything dies down and we're able to come back, we will give you guys you have the option to come back and do the show. If you feel, they told you But this one apparently is keeping their word. So if that's what they said, if I'm assuming that's what they said.
And that's important, keeping your word. So I did want to tag on that since we did talk about it last week, and we have seen other groups out there that are clearly, in my opinion, doing the right thing.
Oh yeah, and absolutely with the I think what said face masks are required all times except when you're audition or except when you're actually auditioning, and then have proof of vaccination. And yeah, so I mean that's I like you said before, I agree with that 100%.
Yeah. So some other things since we last talked about a week ago, more than a week ago, since we didn't get to go on time today, which for everyone out there, I apologize. We did get a little bit of a late start due to technical difficulties, but my internet is screaming again, so that's fantastic. So last week on Wednesday, Hawkeye episodes 1 and 2 dropped. Did you have a chance to watch those yet, James?
I watched episode 1. I was watching episode 2 right when you called me. So.
Okay, well, we won't go into it. I will say the end of episode 2, since you haven't seen it yet, does beg for more. And so luckily for you, tomorrow episode 3 drops. Yeah. So we will talk more about that next week. Please, James, try to watch the show.
Listen, I've been trying to watch it. It's just like when I get home after I'm pretty much I wake up, go to work, go to other work, come home, fall asleep. So yeah.
So this weekend, obviously last week, I guess we should talk about it, it was Thanksgiving. Nice family time. I don't know, did you end up getting to do anything for Thanksgiving? Were you off that day from work?
Yeah, no, I got up and watched the parade. I love watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. That's an every year occurrence for me. And then a little later on in the day, went out to a friend's house out in Pahrump, which is about an hour drive. My brother was supposed to join, but he had to actually work Thanksgiving. That's server life. he was okay with it, make money. And then so went out there, went to a buffet, which actually was really good, and it was pretty cheap. And then they were actually cooking some food at their house too, so went back and made a plate for my brother and myself, and then took off. I had to work the next day at 3 a.m. So, yeah.
Very good. We hosted here at my house, a small group. I cooked the turkey and, we did some of the side dishes and whatnot. And some of my family brought some side dishes and it was good. We've started a tradition, 2 years ago, pre-COVID, of trimming the tree after Thanksgiving dinner. And unfortunately, last year we did it, but it was just, me, the wife and kid because COVID. This year, luckily we were able to have some family members. And so it was nice to continue on that tradition we started a couple years ago of, hanging the ornaments and getting the tree all ready to go. So that was fun. And then of course for me working as a state employee, I had a long weekend, because we got Thursday off and Friday off, which is called Family Day here in the state of Nevada. I had a nice long 4-day weekend, which for those of you that have been paying attention, I was just on vacation the week before at Disneyland with this guy. So I came back, I worked basically 2 days and then off for 4. So it's been nice. It's been a nice respite. One of the cool things I did over the weekend, though, James, was I met up with a friend of ours, friend of the show, Mr. Angel, and we headed over to the Nugget in Sparks, Nevada for the traveling show, the touring show of The Price is Right. And it was very enjoyable, I will say. We didn't have to pay. They give out free passes to certain individuals, but you could have paid if you are not a gambler, or if you don't do a lot at the Nugget, you still could have paid for tickets to go if you wanted. And there were 28 people that got called up to participate in the Price is Right throughout the show. And it was, unfortunately, I was not one of them. Unfortunately, our friend Angel was not one of them. There were about 500 people in the room. So, we didn't have the best odds, but they did give away some fabulous cash and prizes. It was, they had the Plinko board, and somebody got to play pink Plinko.
Plinko's legit.
They had the big wheel out. The only thing that I would say was super different from the TV show versus the tour is, you know how there's the four people called up to contestants row, and then one of them wins and goes on stage, and then they replace that one person?
Yeah.
Well, with the tour, after every game, all four spots got replaced. So you basically had one chance. Yeah, you had one chance to try and bid properly, and then if you didn't, then you were done. If you got it right, then you got to go up and play a game. So what was also a little bit weird was that the people called up to spin the big wheel were not people that had already played games. It was a completely new crop of people. And then for the Showcase Showdown, the big wheel got spun once, three people. The winner of that got to go to the Showcase Showdown at the end, but the other Showcase Showdown participant was just straight called from the audience, had done nothing up to that point. So that was a little weird.
Huh.
And then the way the bidding worked for the Showcase Showdown was, here's what we're giving away. So it was a Vespa, a trip to Nolans, a trip to Dublin, Ireland, and a brand new car. But the person who bid closest without going over would win the trip to Nolans. And if they were within $100 of the actual retail value, then they won everything. And there was only the one showcase. It wasn't like each of them had a separate showcase. So both of the showdown contestants overbid. So they didn't win anything. And so then he was like, well, I just want to give this trip away. So he picked a random name out of nowhere and said, Billy Joe, you won the trip to Nolans. So,
interesting.
Yeah. So it was kind of cool. They definitely had some great prizes. There was a trip to Hawaii. There was a trip to New York. There was cash. So I definitely think it was enjoyable to just sit and watch. It would have definitely, of course, been much more enjoyable had I gotten called up. But I digress. And if it's ever touring in your neck of the woods, I'd suggest giving it a go.
All right.
So we saw some new information for the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser. Kind of like a teaser trailer, if you will, that came out from Disney. And I can also tell you that there was a media event at the Galactic Star Cruiser where people were kind of given a sneak peek, kind of a taste of what it's going to be like, so that they could go back to their YouTube channels and all that stuff and get people hyped up about it. And I've watched some videos on that, and man, it's expensive, but I feel like a couple years down the road, I'm definitely going to want to do it, especially after that experience in Batu that we just had at Disneyland.
So it's another, like, we watched that other video. I haven't watched this one yet, but I know we watched the other video, and that was talking about what they plan on doing on it, and fully immersive, being able to go on a bridge, being able to take part. You're going to be taking part in battles, so you can spy, but the Rebel Alliance, you can be with the First Order, you can do whatever, man. So I think that's, I like that. That's pretty dope. So
yeah,
that'll be something that's, yeah. Did they, I remember,
Even more now,
Our dam sent us some information a while back that was with the, was it the prices or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
it's pretty expensive.
Pricey.
It's around $700-$800 per person for two nights.
Yeah. Now that's what I said.
Per person per night. So it's basically like $1,500
just
for 2 days.
Yeah, but I mean, like, there is, like, your food and stuff is included on that one, though. Like, at least on the ship itself. So, I mean, and then...
that's correct.
But my whole thing is that if I'm paying that much for it's only 2 days, like, do I get, like, that's what I was always wondering about, is because, you know, they have something set up to where, depending on where you stay, that you can do... the park and the cruise line. I mean, unfortunately, like, the cruise, you know, was down for a while, but you could do the park cruise line, and then you can kind of do days at the park and then days on the ship, or ship and then parks. So that determines, like, where you're staying and what cabins you get on the cruise and all that kind of stuff. I was hoping that they would have something like that for this, so that you can do that, and that's 2 days. And then you can continue your vacation after the fact without trying to book another hotel or something like that. So you already kind of have everything booked. And so, okay, I'm going to stay at, like, for example, when I went, I stayed at Pop Century. So that's one of their cheaper locations. So, you know, you can do that for 2 days. You do your Galactic Star Cruiser 2 days, and then, you know, you can continue your trip for 3 more days or whatever, you stay at Pop Century, and that's already taken care of in that price. That's what I was hoping that would do, but apparently it doesn't look that way.
No, and I guess we'll see as time goes on. I'm sure there may be, like, build your package. Do you want to do 2 days at, you know, whatever? So we'll see. Right now it sounds like no, it is its own standalone thing, and you would book this separate from your normal vacation package.
Yeah.
The trailer for Book of Boba Fett has dropped.
Yeah.
Speaking of Star Wars, have you seen that?
Is it a different trailer?
There were actually two cuts of the trailer. One's called Message, and one is, I can't remember what the other one's called, but they show a lot of the same content, but there's some different. I posted the one titled Message on our page.
Okay. Yeah, I saw the original one that you posted. I have not watched the second one.
Okay. Well, I would definitely suggest, giving it a look. It is, it looks like it's going to be a good one. So
I've been excited for that since I heard it was coming, since, like, what, Mandalorian season two, when it said Book of Boba Fett, I was like, yeah, I'm in.
Yeah. So, and finally, combining two of our favorite things, I think, video games and Disney, official trailer dropped today for a crossover game of Minecraft and Walt Disney World. Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
I'm not a fan of Minecraft whatsoever. Never really cared for it.
Yeah, I'm not either, but this is actually pretty cool. Watch the trailer when you have time. It gives you the ability to build your own stuff in your area or whatever, but you can also go to the Magic Kingdom where they already have it built, and it's, you know, the Sleeping Beauty's castle, and then there are 20 rides or attractions that you can enjoy. And in the trailer, they show many of them. They show the Haunted Mansion. They show... you know, Pirates of the Caribbean. They show,
are these like, are
Buzz Lightyear, or Astro Blasters.
Are these like mini games, or are these like,
I don't, like, get the impression that they're games. I get the impression that it's the rides. Like, you you sit in a boat on Pirates of the Caribbean, and it takes you through the ride, and it kind of looks like the ride, except it's in, you know, that blocky Minecraft look.
I will check.
So I don't know. I will tell you, I've never played Minecraft.
Yeah.
This is the closest I've come to feeling like maybe I want to try it out, just because I am a huge Disney fan, and watching this trailer, it was a little engaging. So I probably won't, Unless I know somebody else that has it and is like, here, you know, check it out. And
yeah,
I can
play it on somebody else's. Yeah, my friend's kids love Minecraft. Like, they do that. They'll play, they can sit there and play that for hours. I have no want to go back to 8-bit gaming. So,
well, you know, if they get the Walt Disney World update or whatever, please try it out so you can report back to us and let us know how it is.
Hello there. This is Mark, your fat friend from the Fat and Black Connection, and I'm here to tell you about Anchor. If you haven't heard about it, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many other services. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Do me a favor and go download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started on your very own.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, with that, you know, talking about Walt Disney World gives us a nice, good segue to move towards talking about
DCA
and continuing our talk from last week of Fat and Black Go to Disneyland Part 2, Day 1 at Disney California Adventure.
Oh, yeah.
James, tell us about our morning leading up to leaving and our morning at California Adventure.
Yeah, so we left actually at a good time. We didn't get there at rope drop like we did at Disneyland, but we were thinking, okay, cool. We're going to hit it up today because the Magic Kingdom was closing early due to the fact that they had their Christmas party going on that night. And so that was Tuesday.
So we're going to do DCA hard Tuesday.
Yeah. So that's what we talked about. We were like, cool. Since that park is closing early, we can, you know, we'll get everything done. We'll get a lot of stuff done and then we'll be good
early.
Yeah, early, before everybody starts coming over after Disneyland actually closed, because that was closing, I think, at like
7
six or something. Oh, yeah, 7, okay. And so we get in there, and that place, we walked up, and the line was pretty long, and we were like, whoa, what the, for real?
Because the day before, when we
there
were
was nobody over there.
There was no one at California Adventure.
And so, so basically we got in this line and, let's just explain. I don't know who they have working over at DCA at the ticket booth, but they are not A-plus players. Let's just put it that way. Like, we were standing in line and I think it was a number of people before us. They had, I guess it was their first day. And so, of course, they need to work something out for that in general. Just side note that if it's your first day, you know, like if you're coming back and you already have your tickets and all that kind of stuff, you're in this line. If it's your first day or something like that, there's a number of lines for them. But anyway,
if it's your first day and you haven't already uploaded
your pictures,
which you could have done yourself.
Oh, see, I didn't know
you can't. That's what they need to correct. Oh, they need to allow us to upload our own photos ahead of our arrival. That way we're not wasting time.
Right. So, because basically as you're walking through, if it's your first day, they're scanning your ticket, taking your picture, scanning tickets. And like, I think one group was a party of, I think it was like 5. And like, it felt like it took forever. No, it didn't, but it just felt that way. Cause we were like, we're already ready to go. And so like, we're sitting there waiting and it was like, I think Mark was like, man, These must be the B team or something over here. But besides that, we get in there and We're walking and we start making our way over to, we'd already had our game plan set up. We were going to hit Web Slingers, and then we were going to hit, just kind of check out the campus a little bit and then go do Guardians of the Galaxy. So apparently everybody had the same idea, is go to Web Slinger, because that line was ridiculously long first thing in the morning. Like, I was like,
bear in mind, rope drop happened at 8. We were in the park and going to the Web Slinger line at 8:06. So we were only a couple minutes late. Yeah. And the line, once it finally, because it was wrapped around the entrance to the Avengers campus when we got in line. By the time they finally actually got people into the queue and were able to get it to a place where we finally came to a stop, it was probably about 45 minutes from there. Imagine how long the line would have really, how long we would have waited if we were where we were. That'd probably be like a 2-3 hour wait.
Yeah, which wouldn't have.
So luckily, but, the, yeah. No, go ahead. Not, well, I'm going to, because you're going to go hopefully into deep dive in detail, the ride specifically, I'm just going to say up front before you talk about it in deep detail that I likely will never go on that ride again unless it is less than a 20-minute wait. I'm just going to put that out there up front. And Tyrus just checked in. He mentioned that he hosted Thanksgiving at his house and likely will never do it again. I understand. I hope your holidays will be great, but get the hell out of my house.
Absolutely.
So I get it. Unfortunately, it's our holiday here, so we'll be hosting it for the foreseeable future, but I totally understand, Tyrus. So go ahead, James. Give us the deep dive. I expected 1,000 to 1,200 words on Web Slinger. So go.
Okay. So I think one of the best parts about this whole ride for
attraction
is the actual queue line itself. Now, the reason I say that is because they have multiple posters up of these kids who apparently work at this, was it Web Institute? That was actually started by Tony, which was Stark Industries, along with Peter Parker is kind of one of the leaders of this thing, and so there's multiple posters as you're walking through the queue. There's Peter Parker. There's multiple other young, brilliant minds. A young lady from Wakanda. Another young African-American girl. I don't remember their names, unfortunately. We'll have to check that out again. But basically, if you don't know who these people are, you're gonna want to know who they are. So it's actually really nice to walk through the line and you see these characters and you're like, oh wait, that's so-and-so, that's so-and-so. So these people who work in this institute,
who noticed that, by the way?
That was you. Oh. That was you. Yeah, because like we were going through and I was like, who are these kids? Like, that's kind of cool. Like, and Mark was like, wait a minute, I know that name. Like, that name sounds really familiar. And so we started looking them up on Google, and sure enough, these are like young superheroes that that some, like, we've never seen in a live action type setting. We've seen some in animation stuff that they have on Disney Plus, things like that. So that was actually really nice. As we were walking through the line, we were thinking, you know what, this would be kind of cool if this was, they don't even have to make full TV shows on these characters. They could drop something on YouTube as just like, and we, cause it's called Web and we were like a little web series or whatever.
Webisodes.
Yeah. Webisodes. So.
Web series.
Yeah. So we actually, we were talking about it. We were like, probably Kevin's already got something on this. Like Feige has got his hands in. So, later on when as we move through this next phase of the MCU and everything else, I'm really hoping to see those same characters that we saw in these posters. I'm hoping that we actually see them show up within the MCU in some shape or form. Moving on, that once we finally got in the queue, it actually kind of moved. It moved decent. It wasn't like a horrible wait, but it wasn't short either. So once we got in the line, the actual line, it was good. We moved through pretty quickly, and then we get into this. They all bring us into this room. You know, it's a large boarding area, and there is just ambiance type stuff. You know, there's lockers and things like that of the kids and everything else, and so you kind of see that kind of stuff. And then door opens, you go in, and it is a message from Peter Parker. And, you know, he tells us kind of about what
Tom Holland's Peter Parker, to be specific.
Right. Tom Holland's Peter Parker. And this is kind of a system that they have in place throughout the parks now. Apparently it's like a video with not, but it's not three dimensional. It's 2D, of course, because it's video, but it's honestly pretty nice the way they have it set up. So they come in and they do talking and, you know, they give their whole little spiel and there's other little things going on. And that's basically introduction to this attraction, due to the fact that these little robots that they've created start self-cloning and they break wild. So as you're going through the queue inside to get actually in your cart, if you look up in the vents and everything, you'll hear kind of like the scurrying, and you'll see them. You'll see a couple of them walk across across the vent, and some of them will stop and kind of look, and then they'll keep moving. So that was pretty cool. And then you get in the car, okay? The cars are actually pretty like four people wide, and unlike the Astro Blaster or Toy Story Mania, this one is all arms. So you're using your arms to do everything. There's no gun or anything like that. Yeah, you're basically doing this all day, trying to shoot the bugs and everything else. And so that was different. That was very different. But in the end, all it is Astro Blaster or Toy Story Mania. So
combination.
Yeah, it's like a combination of both. And I mean, it's a lot more physical. I'll tell you that much. It's a lot more physical.
Oh, I was tired.
Yeah, my arms were feeling it. But at the same time, it's not worth standing in line for long. I mean, how long was our wait, Mark?
Like I said, I'd wait 20 minutes. Our wait was probably 45. But if the line's longer than 20 minutes, I will never do that ride again.
I kind of understand why nobody has said anything about it. But at the same time, I don't know why nobody said anything about it. Because the way I look at it is this. The queue line is probably the most interesting thing about that experience. The ride itself,
yeah,
it's fine. It's not. It's. I mean, yeah, I wanted to ride it because it was there, and we were trying to ride pretty much everything that we could. And yeah, we did it, and that was dope. But I don't feel like I need to write it again. The only reason I even want to go through that queue again is to get pictures of those posters. That's it. Like, if I could just be like, yo, can I just take pictures of these posters? I don't really want to do the ride. I just want to get these posters and so I can go. And that's pretty much all I would want to do. So from a ride aspect, I'd give it maybe like a C.
Wow, you are kind.
Yeah, I'll give it a C. Like I said, it was fun, but it's very physical. It's very tiring.
Okay, so you're giving it a C. Here's the important question. On a scale from 1 to 10, how 10 being amazing, fantastic, 10 being Rise of the Resistance, 1 being Rocket Rods, let's say, how likely are you how do you rate this ride in regards to re-ride ability or redo ability?
It's something that you can definitely you can definitely rewrite it, but again, like Mark said, I'd give it maybe 30, 45 minutes at max. And that's if I've already hit other things up, that's about it. Like, other than that, I'd give it, if everything was in line, okay, like, you know, wait time is good and all that kind of stuff, I'd give it about a 5. I'll be about halfway on that. But there's some definite things that have to be in line for me to re-ride that.
So a couple of the names, I'll just call them out really quickly, since you referenced them, that are on those posters. Harley Keener, who we've already been introduced to in Iron Man 3. He's the kid that helps Iron Man
reboot his suit.
Him again. Yep, and we see him again in the scene after Tony dies at Endgame. Yeah. So I have every suspicion he will be around. We have Onomi, who is the Wakandan who's come to New York. We have Lunella Lafayette.
Lunella!
For those of you in the know, you might recognize that name because she eventually goes by Moon Girl. We have Doreen Green, who's a fiery redhead, yes, who you may also know as James
Squirrel Girl.
That's right, Squirrel Girl. So, I definitely think the biggest question I have about what we saw on those posters are those kids the kids that they're going to use for these characters?
That's what I said.
Are we going to see these introduced?
Two are for sure, because they have Tom Holland's Peter Parker and the kid for Keener, or whatever you said his name was. And then
Harley Keener, yeah.
Yeah, Harley Keener. Yeah, so you already have those two are already in for sure. Like, we know that. Mm-hmm. I would have to make the giant assumption is that Kevin Feige pretty much signed off on this entire section of the park. They have to be in. I don't see how they couldn't be, because the continuity. Well, okay, there are some continuity issues in the park. We'll get into those on the Avengers campus. We'll get into those in just a minute. But overall, everything continuity wise is legit. I just hope they do something with that. I just hope they do something with that headquarters, even if it's like a walkthrough experience. There has to be something in there soon.
There will be. There's going to be another ride. What we've heard is another e-ticket, so thrill type ride that will be in behind that building. So hopefully we'll start seeing that get constructed. That's still a couple years out.
I'd love to be able to fly on a Quinjet. That'd be dope.
So we finish Web Slingers, we decided, okay, let's take a couple of minutes and let's look around the Avengers campus. Yeah. And, you know, from my perspective, it looks great. It feels very much like you're in an Avengers film, and it feels like you're on set, so to speak. It feels like you're actually in that world, if you will. But I felt like it's not alive enough yet. Yeah. You know, yeah, there are experiences happening throughout the day where Spider-Man does a little show where he climbs some walls, does some parkour, and then flies through the air. Or the Dormammu show up and, you know, try to get the crowd hyped up, and they do some, you know, sword twirling, if you will. Or there's a Doctor Strange show, which we live broadcast, where, you know, he's trying to stop Dormammu. You know, there are a couple of cool events, but in general, if one of those things aren't happening, it's the same music on a loop, and it's kind of dead. It doesn't feel as teeming with life as I want it to yet. And so I'm sure they'll get there, and I'm sure part of it, you know, obviously is COVID.
Yeah.
But, you know, when they opened this campus with one ride and one major restaurant and a couple of show type attractions or show type things that happen throughout the day. So there's really not a whole lot there. Now you factor in, you can have that tie in to Guardians, Galactic, what is it called?
Mission Breakout.
Yeah. You can tie that into the campus, I suppose, and so it makes it a little bit more robust. But they do need to figure out a way to really connect it to the Avengers campus, because right now it is still kind of set back far enough away that it's not fully. You lose a little bit of the immersiveness of being in the Avengers campus.
Well, and I think that's
speaking
also
of
one
Mission
of those
Breakout.
A little different. Yeah, no.
Go ahead.
Mission Breakout was that was a lot of fun, actually.
That's where we went next.
And as a revamping of another ride.
Fantastic ride.
Yes. They did.
Because Tower of Terror was a great ride, to be clear. It wasn't.
Yeah. It, now,
it wasn't
you,
to me a ride that necessarily needed to be revamped.
Right. But I like Tower of Terror. I do like the one at Disney World a lot better. Because actually that was the first, is that the first one I rode? No, I rode the one at Disneyland or at California Adventure first. And then I went to Disney World and rode the one out there. And I was like, ooh, this is way better. But Tower of Terror on its own was a great ride at California Adventure. Now, when I heard that they weren't going to be redoing the rights with CBS for Twilight Zone, I was like, yeah, okay, that's fine. We can work that out. And then they decided they were going to do Guardians. I was like, huh? How's that going to work? And let me tell you, they did a phenomenal job of making that work out. I mean, just from the videos with the collector as you're walking through, when you walk into what used to be kind of the main concourse of the hotel, there are exhibits that things that the collector has. There's a poster of as you're walking in, there's a poster of Mantis, who is still free.
Did you see Cosmo?
What? The dog?
Yeah.
I saw him on the ride. I remember seeing it. Was he in the glass?
Yeah.
Oh, and I probably got pictures of it. I was taking pictures of everything when we walked in there. So I'm talking about like they made it feel like you're actually looking at some of the collector's, you know, possessions, which is pretty cool. Then you go around and they're like, okay, you're going to enter into the collector's private office or whatever. And that's cool. Now, everything in this thing involves raising your hands. So they're getting you ready. So you raise your hands, it does like a scan, and the doors open up. Okay. So you go through and, you know, now a message from the collector, blah, blah, blah. He starts talking. And all of a sudden, like...
animatronic rocket.
Yeah, you see a tail and you're like, ah, and just turn this off. Enough of this. And you know, Rocket starts talking to you. And actually, as an animatronic, that is, it's pretty amazing. And actually, I saw it when we did it the first time. Mark didn't see it, and I told him hold up the second time we wrote it, because there is a Peter Quill. Of course, you know, he rocks his Star-Lord, aka Star-Lord, rocks his headphones when he's doing stuff, and that is in this case. And Rocket's basically like, grab that and pull it out, like, as you're walking through. So if you like are one of the first people through the door, you might not see that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and then we get in the queue. We get in the queue for the inside part, like you did on whatchamacallit, Tower of Terror, which is, I think this one is a lot more interesting than Tower of Terror. Tower of Terror just had kind of luggage, and it was kind of just old
steam
stuff.
Pipes.
But, yeah, steam pipes. So it's kind of like, it was an old hotel. It was the back of an old hotel. But with this one, it was, they had just random stuff. Like, I didn't notice it the first time we went through, but the second time we went through, Mark was like, yo, it's the old Yeti from
Matterhorn.
So I was like, that's dope. Like, so they Disney, that's one thing I do like about Disney, is that they will find ways to show love to their old stuff. They don't just, I don't think they actually throw stuff away. I think they probably just put it in storage until they can figure out a way to use it again. So, mm-hmm. I would love to see like their storage unit or something. See what they got in there. But no, so it's basically the same kind of setup where you know you get in the cart and everybody loads up, and then they're like, "All right, Rocket, take it away." And so, you know, the whole thing starts, and it's like, be prepared to meet all the, you know, and he like, enough of that, unplugs it, and then plugs the Walkman in, and here we go. So it's like, the music and everything, so it's definitely that old school Guardians of the Galaxy type music that you're used to hearing from the films, and you go
classic
up.
Classic rock.
Yeah, and you go up, and you know, there's just multiple videos of things going on different floors. You go up and you blow up the thing that he talks about. He tells you how he's going to do everything, you know. And so now you do all that, and these videos going on, and you're going up and down, dropping. It's honestly, it was a great experience just to be riding this for the first time. That was something based on another ride, but this was a whole different experience. And I think even more fun, I think. I don't know if you agree with me, Mark, but I found it to be a lot more fun because there's a lot more to see with this one.
Yeah, I would tend to agree that this version of the ride is more fun. It's more entertaining. I think probably kids can enjoy it more. You know, I love Tower of Terror, and I think while it's the same ride mechanic, it's definitely not the same ride.
Oh no.
And it is not the same experience. It's a different experience, even though at the end of the day, it's still, you know, something that's shooting you up and down. It is completely different feel.
Right.
I think it is a lot of fun. And we were fortunate enough that on our first time riding it, at the end of the ride, the doors open and the cast member comes in and he's like, "Hey, so do you guys want to go again?"
And we were like,
"Yeah,
that's an option." And we were like, "Yeah, let's like, cause oh, here's the thing too. When we were in line, these two guys were giving me a hard time. That day, I was wearing my Jaguars polo and hat. There was two guys in line. One was I think he was a Texans fan, and the other was
Titans and
Titans and Texans. I think it was, wasn't it, or something like that.
Something like that.
I was like, oh, AFC South in the house. And so, like, we were having fun back and forth. But yeah, so he comes back in and is like, "Yeah, you guys want to go again?" And we were like, "Yeah, let's go." I think what, two people got off, missed out.
Yeah, two people were like, no, I'm good. And the funny thing is, both of those people were actually in groups. They weren't like solo riders or something. Yeah, so lame. The rest of their party stayed on the ride.
We were like, lame. And so we got to go again. And so so we went on this thing a total of, I guess we did the ride three times, technically. So, and we got the same, did we get three different songs, Mark?
Three different songs.
Three different songs. Two of the videos. So we had the first video was, and then we had the second experience on the ride, which was different videos. But yeah, so that was so fun. Like doing it again was amazing. And I've never had that happen before. And so I was really glad that we were able to do that and experience that. But yeah, no, overall, Mission Breakout, A-OK with me. I like that one. That one's fun.
Yeah, and I think we waited probably about 25 minutes for that one.
Yeah, so again, everybody's going over to Whip Slinger. That's why. So it worked out.
Yeah, and then so we finished riding Mission Breakout. We head over to Mike and Sully's
to the rescue.
Monsters Inc. ride.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike and Sully to the rescue. And we went to save Boo and had a little bit of a longer line for a dark ride, if you will. So I think we probably waited in that one for about 15, 20 minutes. Got in, got on, got off, and we were going to head over to Mickey's Philhar Magic because that supposedly has been brought to California Adventure. But unfortunately, while we were there, it was not in. Yeah. And they were doing an Eternals like special sneak peek. And we'd already both seen the film, so it was like, is there any we asked them, is there any content that's not in the film? Or because we already seen it, and they're like, oh yeah, you guys don't really need to go in then. It's like, oh.
It's basically what it is. It's like the first few minutes. It's like the first 10 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, evidently James went and checked it out after I left on Thursday. Yeah. But so then we decide, okay, well, I'm a little hungry. We ain't had breakfast yet. Let's go get some Pim Tess Kitchen.
And actually, you know what? I'm going to have Mark tell you about that one because that in itself is another just kind of experience as well. So, Mark.
So we head over to the Pim Tess Kitchen. And, you know, we're doing standby because we don't have a reservation. And the lady's like, okay, you know, wait here in line. You know, it'll probably be 10, 15 minutes to go in. And we're like, okay, cool, no problem. I'm thinking 10, 15 minutes to go in means 10, 15 minutes we go in the restaurant and then we order our food and boom, 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 right? No, it was 10, 15 minutes to go into the restaurant to then wait in a queue to order your food. So that was a little annoying because I think in total we probably waited 30 minutes from the time we got in line to the time we finally got our food. So I was almost getting hangry, but it's super cool inside of the restaurant. You know, when you're standing there, they have obviously all the food items up on the screen that you can order, you know, the menu, if you will. But then they also have some moving items throughout the restaurant that looks like, you know, a regular size pretzel that goes into a machine that then either increases the size of the pretzel or decreases. So you either have a giant pretzel or a super mini pretzel. So that's kind of cool. You know, kind of a little hokey, but it's still kind of cool to see. And then you finally get up to the counter. And what's amazing is watching how they operate the kitchen. The food is set. It is what it is, more or less. Your mic is off, just so that you know, James. And so
sorry, no changes.
So yeah, you can't modify your plate really. If you don't want something on the plate, you're gonna get it, and I guess you could take it off yourself or something. But it's amazing watching because you can look back into the kitchen and see all these people cooking and just prepping all these plates and putting them up into the window. So looking at what the breakfast items were, there were really three breakfast meals. One was a vegetarian, which obviously we weren't going to give any serious consideration to. Nope. So I got the French toast, which was a very large piece of French toast bread, with like this blue goo going throughout it. It came with two strips of bacon, but they kind of take those two strips and overlap them together so it looks like one giant strip of bacon. And then it came with a micro egg, or likely a quail egg cooked on top, and then a beaker of syrup. And as we're standing in line, I'm noticing on the menu that they have a dessert that I'm like, that looks amazing. And I'm reading the description. I'm like, oh man, I think I'm gonna have to get that. And I'm seeing it on somebody's plate, and this thing is huge. I'm like, James, you're gonna have some of this with me, right? And he's like, yeah. So it's what is it called? A Cocoa Crunch or a Cocoa Blast?
Yeah, I think Cocoa Crunch, I think it's called. I have the wrapper.
You
It's
got a
not.
wrapper. I've got a wrapper too, but I don't feel like getting up
Yeah,
right now.
no.
So yeah, I think it's Cocoa Crunch, Cocoa Blast, something like that.
I think it's Crunch, but yeah, whatever. It amazing.
Yes, and then they also have listed an exclusive soda, which I was like, okay, well, I wasn't going to get a soda because we've got our camel backs, you know, why spend the extra money for a soda? But I was like, I think I got to try that. And so it, needless to say, it's called Pingo Doce, and it is a neon green in color, and but it was delicious.
Yeah, it was kind
I
of
don't
a
know. What did you
fruit.
think
It
of
was
it?
kind of a fruit punch orange kind of combo. What makes green? Orange and red? I don't know. Whatever it was good. Yeah.
Yeah, it was delicious. So we get our food, we go out, we sit
Yeah.
at a table out on the courtyard area, and James, what did you get? I don't remember what it was called. It was like the egg squared or.
Yeah, it was some kind of formula egg breakfast plate. But no, that was also really good. That had damn, I don't remember what it had on it.
I know you had a couple different. You had a quail egg. You also
Yeah, I
had
had
like
the,
what appeared to be like a thing of scrambled eggs.
yeah, I had like some scrambled eggs, I had
You had
bacon.
bacon.
Yeah, and but I listen. The breakfast
Oh,
food at
and you
this
had tater
spot,
tots.
oh yeah, tater tots, deliciousness. Regardless of however, I mean, let me tell you, we thought for what you get, that price point for breakfast was amazing.
Yeah, yours was $10.99, mine was $12.99.
Yeah, so. And I mean, and it's not a whole lot of food, but it's enough food to get you good, and you can go. And
I don't
so
know,
it
man. The
was.
French toast, I felt good. I did not need to eat half of that candy bar.
No, I mean like the candy bar. Oh, and plus we also had the we had also had a pretzel too.
Yes, we got the giant pretzel.
Yeah, we had the pretzel, we had the candy bar, we had the. And the thing that candy bar, bro, it's that it's fresh. Like you don't get
Yes, it is
candy
fresh
fresh.
made.
It,
Yeah.
oh man, like
And it
just
has everything. It has nuts and chocolate and
nougat,
nougat and caramel.
caramel. Yeah,
Oh,
oh, it's all there.
and it's all fresh.
Oh my God. And the cool thing about it is that it looks like it's one of those things. It's they made these wrappers exclusively for this thing because it doesn't actually fit inside the wrapper. So it's a candy bar that they enlarged, or they not enlarged. Is that the right word? Enlarged. So that. Oh, there it is. There it is, right there. Oh, Coco Smash. Never mind. Coco
Yes, we
Smash.
were both wrong.
Yeah, I thought it was.
So the
Yeah.
wrapper, it says bite size Cocoa Smash candy bar. And so the gimmick is that it's supposed to be, this was a really, you know, tiny, like one of those little pieces of candy you would get at like Halloween that Pim blew up. And so the candy bar, when you get it, it's hanging out of either side of the wrapper.
both sides of it. It's
and the wrapper says caramel, nougat, peanuts, chocolate, brownie, and dark chocolate.
Yeah. All that's in there.
Yeah. Delicious. Absolutely delicious. I would get it again. And as a matter of fact, we did get it again.
Yeah, we ate like what, two of those things?
Yep. Yeah. So we finished eating and it was time to head on over to Cars Land.
Yeah.
And what ended up working out pretty well that we didn't know was that Cars Land actually opens a little bit later. And so, you know, we weren't there for rope drop of Cars Land, but it wasn't as busy as I would have thought at this point. And that's due to it opening later. And so a lot of people had already milled about and gone to other areas of the park because they didn't want to wait for Cars Land to open.
Yeah.
And but actually, the Radiator Springs line was long enough that we decided, let's just go single rider.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was going to say something about the campus, but that's fine. Yeah. We can move on.
If there's still something about the campus you want to share, by all means.
Oh, no, yeah, no.
Did you want to talk about our experience meeting with, what's his name from the Eternals?
Yeah.
Who clearly, if you're going to hire an actor to play one of these parts,
it should be mandatory that they,
at the very least, have seen their own movie.
Oh, man. Yeah,
you shouldn't be playing Captain Marvel and not have seen
Captain Marvel films
that she's in. You should not have be playing an Eternal and having not seen the Eternals film, because I'm saying stuff to him that happens in the film and
he's like,
not picking it up at all.
He's kind of just laughing at it. Like, yeah, we were like, okay. But actually what I was talking about was I just trying to figure out the whole continuity of this part, because we saw Iron Man, who is dead. We saw Black Widow, who is dead. We saw Captain America, who I don't know, he's at least close to death. He's retired.
120.
Something ridiculous. And then, you know, we see, and then, but there, I was hoping to see the new Captain America slash Falcon, but I didn't see him. Thor, Loki are there. Captain Marvel. Who else did we see? Spider-Man, but that was. Can't remember. I think that's about it that we saw that time. And then, later on, we did see Doctor Strange. We did see what's her name? Oh, dang it.
The Dora Milaje. We saw them.
Yeah, we saw them. I can't remember her name. Anyways. But yeah, we saw that. That was dope. I was hoping to see maybe Bucky running around. That'd been dope. Shang-Chi, they teased him in the opening of the Marvel campus that we watched. So I was hoping to maybe see something like that. But they did have a couple of the Eternals, which at the same time, I thought those were the ones that were kidnapped, and so I don't know. Anyway, overall, that was pretty dope. Like I said, I don't know if they're working some multiverse angle in there or whatever, but it was still cool. And yes, then we moved on to Cars Land, single rider lines for Radiator Spring Racers.
Yes, got in line, hit up that ride. Didn't have to wait too long. Usually on that one, you know, the single rider's pretty long. Because most people don't want to wait, unfortunately. So I think probably 20, 25 minutes. Got on, moved on, went over to Luigi's Rollickin' Roadsters. And I had never done this one. I hadn't seen it since they
redid it.
Yeah,
it was bumper. It was like a bumper cars thing before, wasn't it?
It was kind of like big tires that floated slightly above the
yeah,
ground,
and you bump
yeah,
into
you
each
could drive
other.
them around. You'd like lean to get it to move.
Yeah.
Didn't do well, and so they took it out, and now you go and sit in a car, and it basically does a little dance choreographed with other cars. It's cute. I think kids probably love it. But
it's more fun to watch from the line, actually. Honestly, it was more fun to watch.
Yeah.
Watch it than, yeah.
And it's honestly a little painful. So, speaking of painful, then we went and did Mater's
Junkyard Jamboree.
There we go. Mater's Junkyard Jamboree. And, that speaking of painful, that ride, man, I legit hurt my back on that one. So after Mater, it was time to start heading on over to Paradise Pier or Pixar Pier. And we made our way over to the Incredicoaster.
Oh man!
Where we did the single rider.
So awesome. Now I liked what was it, California Screamin'? It's the same ride, but they've added a story to it with the Incredibles that is phenomenal. Like, I love the Incredibles. Like, I was so mad that it took so long to get the second film. Like, it was like 14 years, I think, from in between films. And I actually, when I went to go see The Incredibles 2, I was the only person in the theater. It was crazy. It was eerie, but it was also incredible. So we did the single rider. We actually had to wait a little while for that, which wasn't too bad. But we got on they have a little elevator that takes you to the opposite side so we could get in that queue over there. It was awesome. But yeah, the story that they added with the entire family, love it. Love it, love it, love it. That made that ride even more fun, I think. So
now, one of the things I failed to mention is when we headed over to Pixar Pier is that the entire bay or lake or whatever you want to call that area is drained. So there was no water. So it was, it's a catch-22, right? It's kind of nice because you get to see the exposed underbelly of World of Color and see all of the piping and all of that. But,
and if you're into that kind of stuff.
Also kind of, yeah, it's also kind of depressing because I like, when the water's there because it feels like you're on a pier. It feels like you're, at an oceanside pier, which is what it needs to be. Yeah. Right. So we got off the ride and we bumped into Damon Wayans. And he was super nice. We had a nice long conversation with him about what he was doing there with his family and his son, Damon Wayans Jr.
He wasn't so
that
there.
That was kind of cool. Yes, he was.
His son wasn't there.
He was the one with the sunglasses and the hood over his head because he didn't want anybody to recognize him. Yeah, he was there.
Oh, I must have missed that one then. I know I saw, because Mark got off before me, but then, as soon as he was like, yo, is that Damon Wayans? I was like, kind of looked, and I was like, hell yeah, that is. And so, yeah. That was interesting.
Yeah, so,
I don't think I've ever seen a celebrity at Disney at a Disneyland park. Oh, well, I mean, not in California. I haven't. In Disney World, we did. But.
Gotcha. We decided at this point we would skip Midway Mania because we had already done Buzz Lightyear Astro Blasters, the day before, and we just did the Web Slingers. So let's skip Midway Mania. We'll come back to it later. Yeah. And we head over to the Pixar Pal Around.
Yeah, that's the giant sun coaster with Mickey's face on. Or actually, is this? Yeah, I think his face is still on there. But yeah, so we, of course, now here's the weird part. We always get into a cart that moves. the line for non-moving cards was super long. I was like, what?
So long.
What's the point? Like, it's, you're just sitting there, you're going around in a circle. Like, that's so boring. Like, I mean, I guess they had little kids with them, but at the same time, like, that would be a lot of fun. Like, I don't know. I mean, I've always read the one, I've always rode. I don't know. Whatever. However that goes. But we always get on.
I always ride.
Yeah. I always ride the ones that move, because that's part of the fun. That is absolutely part of the fun.
Yes. And again, it was cool to see the angles on the lake being emptied and getting to see what's going on there with construction teams down there and whatnot. And, you know, on that ride, you get up pretty much to the highest point you can get in the park for a decent amount of time. So it's a nice view. Came on down, did some rocking back and forth. Obviously, we live streamed from there, so go back, watch that video. It's a lot of fun. Yeah. And it was time to head on over to a ride that has been repurposed and moved to Pixar Pier, and that is the Inside Out Emotional Whirlwind. What'd you think of that, James?
It was cute. It is what it is. I mean, you know, it's Inside Out. So, I mean, Inside Out's a cute movie. If you haven't seen it, make sure you go watch that. Yeah, just for what it was, it was okay. I it was enjoyable. It's just one of those chill rides. But we were riding everything.
It was like a 10-minute wait.
Yeah.
Our goal was to do everything, so we had to do it. You know, it was 10-minute wait, so why not? Then we head on over to the Silly Symphony Swings, which we pretty much walked right onto.
Yeah. That was
this is where, if you go back and watch our live broadcasts, this is where I start criticizing James for his micro friendships that he likes to have on just about every ride or in just about every line that we're in.
You got to talk to people. It's fun talking to people.
Sure. Let's go with that. Then what did we do next, James? Did we head on over to the Jumpin' Jellyfish?
I thought we did Golden Zephyr first.
No. We would have we did the Jumpin' Jellyfish, then we did Mulholland Madness, or now known as Goofy Sky School.
I thought we did Golden Zephyrs first, before.
Nope.
Before nope. Mulholland. No, because when we got off the, the Goofy Sky School, that's when that parade was about to happen, right?
That's correct.
But I thought we did Golden Zephyrs before all that.
Nope.
Oh, all right. Well, whatever.
That's why I wanted to try and get as much of this stuff in as we could last week, because you start misremembering things and, you know, you've always got the fuzzy memory. So that's okay, though. Not here to judge. But we did the Jumpin' Jellyfish, where we everybody was giving us funny looks because this is really a kid's ride.
It was
painful to get into.
It's, yeah, that, and it's so lame. It's so lame.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Like, if they weren't doing everything, I wouldn't have done it.
Yeah, to have it on Pixar Pier, they should have made it, so they should have kind of included some Nemo stuff on it. I don't know. That's all I'm saying. But it was, I mean, I don't have to do that ever again.
And I agree with you 100%, because it's not just that. I mean, the Silly Symphony Swings are a part of Pixar Pier. Really, those should be rethemed.
Doesn't belong.
And the Golden Zephyr is basically on Pixar Pier, so it should be.
That could have been something up. But yeah.
Sure.
But yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, the thing is that we were doing everything, so we did it. And
as you already did reference, during this time when we were in this area, we did have the Disney Viva Navidad street party happen.
Viva Navidad.
James, tell us about that.
Oh man, it was cool.
Tell us all about that parade.
Okay, so we were we got off of Goofy Sky School, and we were I saw people kind of milling around, and they had like they kind of blocked off the end of this little street area. So I was like, all right, let's check it out. And we were sitting there for a couple minutes, and I was like, what's going on here? I didn't really know what was happening. And Mark was basically talking all the smack, like, oh, now we're going to be sheep, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, bro, calm down. And I was like, you want to go? And he's like, nah, we'll stay here. We'll you want to watch it? We'll watch it. And so all of a sudden, you know, we hear like the music starts and everything else. And we were like, all right, cool. And like these floats started coming out, and it was, what are you doing, bro? What are you doing?
I'm sorry?
What are you doing?
I just stepped outside for a moment. I just got back.
Yeah, I know. You were struggling opening up a package or something.
Yeah. So where are we at?
Basically, I was talking how the floats started coming out, and just the music and everything. It was actually, I had a lot of fun. It was just entertaining. But then like, so the Three Caballeros, it was basically hosted by the Three Caballeros. And yeah, I like Jose. I like Donald Duck. Not a fan of
Jose Canty.
What is his name?
Panchito?
Panchito, yeah, I'm not a fan of that dude whatsoever. Actually, you know what? I did mention. I didn't even know they had costumes for those guys. I know they had Donald, but I didn't know they had Jose and Panchito. I didn't realize they had those other two characters. But you know, it was a fun little parade. You know, it was different. You know, some different music. So celebrating, you know, the kind of the Christmas or the holiday celebrations from in Mexico, also the holiday celebrations down in Brazil, and you know, a lot of fun music, a lot of great dancing. Mickey and Minnie showed up, you know, just you know, towards the end to wish everybody happy holidays. So it was fun. It wasn't too long, and it was just kind of a nice chill moment to sit back and watch.
Yeah, it was I think less than 15 minutes, and you know, it celebrated cultural diversity, so you know, that's always nice to see at the Disney parks.
Everybody getting in here. And
what time was it?
Oh yeah. It was time for Mark to eat the hot link. Oh wait.
It was food challenge number one. So yeah. our viewers, Tyrus, had requested that I eat a hot link corn dog at California Adventure. So we found where they were sold, and the hot dog castle.
Yeah.
Corn dog castle, whatever. And
name's right there.
We went on over, and you know, one of the cool things about COVID has been the advent of the app-based mobile food ordering. Mobile ordering, yeah.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of cool to be able to go on the app and say, okay, I want a corn dog, a hot link corn dog. Boom, let's go. And I pay for it through the app, and then I just wait for it to say, okay, come on over, which, you know, was maybe 2 minutes. And instead of having to stand on the normal line, I just go to the mobile order line where there's no one and walk right up, grab my food, walk away, and go sit down, eat a hot link corn dog, which go watch the video. I'm not going to go into too much detail here, but it was an experience.
Yeah, It definitely was. So yeah, but so he did that, and then we went over to Soren, didn't we?
Nope, we went and got our feet wet. Grizzly River Rapids.
Oh, bro. Yeah, that was something. I'd never done that before. And so I'm glad I didn't get as wet because it was starting to get a little chilly. But it was warm enough to where we could ride it, but not warm enough to where we would dry off instantly. Grizzly River Rapids. I'd never done it before, so I really wanted to ride it because the couple times I'd gone, it was either A, too cold, or B, it was down. So it was like, oh, well, that's a bummer. So yeah, this time I wanted to ride it, and we did. And it was okay.
Yeah, we definitely did not get anywhere near as wet as I have on that ride in the past, which was nice. The wettest part of me were my feet.
Yeah.
And that was a little annoying.
Squishy. So, yeah, our feet were pretty squishy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then after that, we went to Soren, which is always fun. And actually,
well, hadn't been on this version of Soren.
Oh, okay.
I had only ever been on Soren over California.
California, right.
So seeing the Soren over the world or whatever, it was nice. It was an interesting take on the ride, and I didn't feel like it was as immersive as California was, and I think a big part of that is because you're
the smells and
going
everything.
To all these different. Well, and they had some of that on this right?
Some
like
of it,
when you're going to the Taj Mahal, you smell the rose or the whatever those flowers are that are very
sweet.
And
then the grass of Africa.
Or when you're going over the islands, you know, smelling seawater and whatnot.
But so I like it. I enjoy it, but
yeah. But it was like, okay, we've pretty much done everything now.
Let's explain something. There was one ride that we couldn't do.
Yes, there was one ride that we could not do.
Yes. And it's not really that big of a deal anyways. It was Little Mermaid.
Yes, we could not do Little Mermaid. Simple reason being my wife requested that I don't go on it, and I obliged. It's her favorite movie. It was the first ride we went on together, as a married couple. So she asked, and I obliged. James had no reason not to go on the ride. I told him he could.
I did it. I actually did it later. I did it the second day, but
after I left. Mm-hmm. So then we headed on over to the Redwood Pioneer Trail, where I have some awesome video footage that I will be uploading later today of James doing a rock climb on a rock wall. That's fun to watch. And then James trying to climb through a tube, if you will. I wish I had some video footage of us running through the net bridges, because that was interesting to say the least. But overall, it's an area that's designed for you to take your kids to run off some energy. And of course, what James spent the most time doing was staring at a giant tree trunk, basically, and wanting to take a dozen photos of it.
Yeah, well, it's an old tree. It's a century tree. It was around for a long time. Like, I think the first ring said something like 863
years. First of all,
years.
It's called the Millennium Tree.
Oh, sorry, Millennium Tree.
It's over 1,000 years old.
Right. Whatever. Anyways, what I'm saying is that I found it really interesting. So, yeah.
Yes. I, on the other hand, did not find that interesting, so I was annoyed by the time wasted there. So then it was time, you know what? I guess we got to go head back to Pixar Pier to hit up Midway Mania because we haven't done it
Yeah.
yet.
And then we
And
also did the Incredicoaster again,
it's
didn't we?
so there was multiple reasons, right? It was like, okay, we need to go back over there because we need to do Midway Mania. And while we're there, we might as well do the Incredicoaster. And there was another food challenge that had been issued, which was for James to eat a turkey leg. And
Yeah.
that's where they sold turkey legs. We saw a stand where they sold turkey legs at Pixar Pier. So it was like, cool, we'll hit up three things at once. We'll get up
Right.
Midway Mania, we'll hit the Incredicoaster again, and we'll get that turkey leg. So we went over to Midway Mania, and this was the longest line we had to stand in, I think, for any ride the 4 days we
Oh
were there.
God, that was painful. Like
It
it
was
was so
almost an
long.
hour.
So long.
It was almost an hour we were online for that. And it's a fine ride, but it is not worth an hour's
No,
line at all.
definitely not. Definitely not. Like it was, I mean, it
And
was
at
what
this
it
point,
was.
we're a day and 3/4 in where we've been going hard for a
Yeah.
day and 3/4. We're close to running on empty. I found myself getting severely annoyed while standing on that line,
Well, and randomly they would have like the
which
cold ass air blowing. That was so irritating. It was like, why is this on right now?
yeah, there were spots where there was it was like, really? How do you have the AC at like 23 degrees? This is ridiculous.
So
So
ridiculous.
finally we get on that ride and it keeps having malfunctions where we're getting to the next screen and we got to sit there and wait and we're shooting whatever darts or whatever and not getting any points because there's some kind of malfunction. So that just made it all that more frustrating. That's when they should have said, "Hey, do you guys want to go again? We
Yeah.
know how long you waited and this was a bad experience." But they didn't.
It was what it was.
So we definitely felt much better after we went on the Incredicoaster again.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, Incredicoaster, good time. We stood online for that one instead of doing the single rider this time because
Yeah.
it was a short line. It was like 15-minute wait. And that way we could ride together in the front row. So we did that. And that was
Wakanda
fun.
forever.
And then it was like, all right, it's turkey time. Let's go get us some turkey legs.
Yeah, it sure was. And so like so I go and get in line, and this is where this fiasco happened, which Mark keeps lying about, which he needs to stop lying about. Anyways, so I get in line for the turkey and or for the turkey leg, and Mark went and double checked to make sure that they actually had him there. So he looks, and as I'm waiting, this girl comes out from the booth and says, "We're only taking cash, no more cards." And I was like, "Bro, but I only have card." And so their system, apparently their system went down, something ridiculous. And so I was like, "Well, is there another place that we can get a turkey leg?" And she was like, "Yeah, it's supposed to be someplace outside of Cars Land or whatever." And so we're like, "All right, cool." So we start walking. We get over to the area where she says this cart's supposed to be. There's no cart. They had all this other type of food that was from they were doing their festival holiday festivals, which had so there was food from different parts of the world, different types of food, tacos, things like that. And so we finally walked up to these people, who the I guess what you call them, the information desk, if you will. And we were asking, we go, "Hey, where can we get a
Just to be clear,
turkey leg?"
Steven has already said false, and Brian Ardam has said JDL and the Curse of the Cash Only.
Yeah, exactly. That's gonna be a new movie. It's Steven, it's not false. Oh, you weren't there for everything, so if you should have been there. Anyways, so we go up to these people and we're like, "Hey, we were told we can get another turkey. There was a place we can get turkey legs over here, because we went over to the Poultry Palace, but their system is apparently down, so they're only taking cash." is there another turkey leg place? And they were like, nah, I think that's the only one. And we were like, bruh. All right. So that was kind of a wash. So we went over to the San Francisco area, where they have like the Ghirardellis and everything else.
The wharf.
Mark was actually trying to get, were you trying to get some ice cream or something like that? But that line was.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know what? Yeah, I was thinking, you know, I'd like to go get me some Ghirardelli ice cream over at the soda fountain. But once we got over there, I was like, I am not waiting 20 minutes plus to get some ice cream. So I was like, you know what? If we're not getting ice cream, let's go get some beer. And
beer.
The last time I went, there's this location called the Pacific Wharf Distribution Company that sells, you know, a good variety of beers. And I was like, you know, let's go over there. Let's get some beers. And it's now Carl Strauss handcrafted beers. And as we're standing online looking at the items, I noticed that they say they have a
blonde stout, was it?
Yeah, it was. I'm looking it up right now. Give me just a moment. And it is a golden stout.
Golden stout, something, yeah.
And
we're like, what?
And I'm like, what is a golden stout? That I like stouts. And I was like, I got to get it. So I got one, and James got one, and we went and sat down, and it was delicious. It was one of the best beers I've had.
It was light.
Very long time.
It was lighter than a Guinness, but the flavor on it, it was so good, so good.
Yeah, it was delicious.
Oh, you know what, Mark? Actually, this is kind of a side note. Next time you go to Walmart, you might. Look in their beer cooler. I don't know if they have it out there. I know they have it down here, but they had a peanut butter stout that's really good that I think you might like. It's a 4-pack.
Interesting. And
yeah,
I will say in regards to the Carl Strauss, I have looked. It is not available in Nevada. So it is a California exclusive. So the next time I'm in Cali, I know I'm heading to BevMo or wherever, and I'm picking me up some because that stuff's delicious and I want more.
Is there any way you can get it sent?
And nope, not to Nevada.
Wow, lame.
Yeah.
Lame.
So after that, we had pretty much hit everything up. So it was kind of like, well, what do we do now? I guess we could go back and do something else again. Well, let's go over to Avengers Campus and like really take it in now that because it's nighttime at this point. Let's see what it looks like at night and kind of really take it in. I'm kind of over the day. I'm about ready to go back to the room.
Wait, Oh yeah, we did that after. Never mind. But yeah, no, like yeah, the park was starting to empty out. It was.
The park was starting to fill up.
More people were showing up. That's right, because it was after
Disneyland had just closed. It was after 7.
Yeah, so people were heading over, and it was like, well, what are we gonna do? So yeah, but it was nice, kind of, because then that's nighttime is when I guess they do this stuff for the Doctor Strange thing and the Dora Milaje little. Making warriors, you know, allies of, you know, Avenger allies or whatnot. So that was cool. That was cool to see. And then we had another beer, right, over at Pim's.
Yes, we headed over to Pim's to have a beer over there, as well as to get another candy bar.
Yeah. Coco Smash! Yeah. Oh, and actually, so
the first one was so good we had to get a second.
Mark, explain to them what Coco Smash is, because I don't know if people, because I didn't know, really know what it was. I thought it was just something, but apparently it's in the comics or something. Or
yeah, it's a candy bar that you can find referenced in many of the Marvel comics. Same thing with the Pingo Doce, the drink. You know, Pingo Doce is something you find in, like, I believe it's the Ant-Man comics generally. So you know, it's a cool kind of nod. We haven't seen either of these in the films yet, but yeah. And Steven does confirm that Carl Strauss has amazing beers. So thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for agreeing. So yeah, it's, I don't remember what beer did we get there? Cause it was good too, but it was not as good as Carl Strauss.
Yeah. I don't remember what that one was. I don't remember. But it was beer, and it was.
Yeah, so we ended up seeing the Dorama lot. I am, while I'm doing that. After we finished our beer, we saw the Dorama Lage do their little act, and that was entertaining. And then we saw the, basically right after they started the Doctor Strange show. So yeah. That's kind of weird, because it's like you're there and you're hanging out, and then all of a sudden you see all these people start darting in this direction. You're like, what is going on?
Yeah, so we kind of just milled over and was like, oh snap, this is going on right now. Okay, that was like a 10-minute thing.
And so pretty much at this point, as far as Mark's concerned, I'm done. I'm ready to go back to the room. You know, we've got day two at Disneyland coming up, where we still got some more rides we got to get first thing in the morning, which means we've got to get there at rope drop, which means we've got to be up by 6. Plus, we're going to try and get a Rise of the Resistance pass again. So I was like, you know what? Let's call it good. And James was like, come on, we got to go do Guardians again. And I'm like, dude, really?
So, yeah, we walked over there and then the line was like long, so we were like, never mind.
Yeah, I was like, we'll get it Thursday morning, promise.
Yeah.
So we head back to the hotel, and you know, it's quote unquote early. I think we were back to the hotel by about 9 o'clock. But I was done. California Adventure was closing at 10 that day, so I didn't feel bad giving up, you know, an hour and a half. And that was the end of day two of our adventures at Disneyland and California Adventure. Now, I can tell you, we are going to wrap up here, and we will next week do our final 2 days, because I think we can kill those pretty quickly. But I do think this is where we wrap it up. It has been, do you got anything else from day two that you want to talk about?
No, I mean, I think we covered it all. Like I said, we said we were going to do a review on the Web Slinger ride, and we got that done. That was the main thing that we needed to get out there.
And Mark said he would do his food challenge, and he followed through. James said he would do his food challenge, and he chickened out. And blames it on
See, this again, you with this bull, you on this bull again. Always, why are you lying? Why are you lying?
There are no lies. The facts of the matter at this point are, you were challenged to do a turkey leg. And as of day two, you still had not done turkey leg.
Right. And it wasn't because I chickened out. If they had a cart or they were taking card, it would have been over.
It's because they weren't taking cash. It's because they were only taking cash, and because you couldn't find another cart. But yet you couldn't go to an ATM and get cash.
I wasn't paying them fees out there, bro.
Not gonna pay them fees.
The ATM,
I don't know, folks. All I'm saying is
the ATM fees at Disneyland are high.
All I'm saying is at this point in the trip, I was convinced this isn't happening. James is scared to take on this turkey leg. That's what I was thinking.
Please, I was not scared of taking on no turkey leg. Turkey leg scared of me. Anyways, I think that about wraps it up. We will get day three and four done. If you have not watched our video, our live streams from the trip, go back, watch them. Because we didn't get into everything, but we kind of, you know, we broke everything down. We have videos. I now have access to our Instagram account, so I will start loading stuff up this week. I tried to do it, but Like I said, I've been getting off late, and when I get home, I go straight to bed. So I didn't really, like I said, I wanted to post stuff last week, but unfortunately, I didn't get the information until later. So, but this week I have it. I will get in there and I will post some of our photos from day one and day two. So
yes, and now my internet is working fantastic again. So next week we shouldn't have any issues, and oh. I plan to get some stuff uploaded as well. So keep your eyes out for that. And yeah, it's Steven said, yeah, $12 turkey leg ain't bad, but a $15 turkey leg ain't happening apparently. Yep, that's about right, Steven. That's
see. Y'all lying on me like James that. I don't appreciate that.
Ain't nobody lying.
Lying on me like
that. Ain't nobody lying. Hey, all you had to do was walk over to the ATM, get the cash out, and buy your turkey leg, and it would have been
this
done.
Would, yeah, except, you know what? I'm going to tell you right now. I think having it the next day made it that much better. Because I had to wait. And longing makes the heart. I don't remember what that saying is. Whatever.
Well, it's been real. It's been fun.
It's been fun. Yeah. Not
real fun. But it has not been real fun. No. We'll see y'all later.
All right, guys.